Thank you, God, for reminding us through song that you are the source of our strength. Too often, God, we look all over the place, but you're right there all the time, providing all that we need. So thank you, God, for reminding us. Amen. He's everything, I heard somebody say. My everything. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, thank you, God. Just thank you, God. Thank you, God, for loving us, providing for us, making a way for us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Jesus that died for us and he got up that we may have life and have it more abundantly, God. Thank you, Lord God. God, thank you for forgiving us, Lord God, when we fall short, God, of your glory. Thank you, God, for forgiving us, God. And just as you've forgiven us, God, help us to forgive others, Lord God. Help us to walk in the way of love, God, and be more loving, God. As Jesus instructed us to love one another. Now, God, we gather again on a Sunday morning, Lord. Because, God, we love you, and, God, we want to be more like you, God. And, God, we want to walk in your way, God. So help us all, God, to focus on the ways of Jesus. Help us, God. Heal us, God. Deliver us, God. Do what is necessary, God. Shake us up, God. So we'll be that light for you that you've called us to be, God. Help us all in the name of Jesus. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee, take it away, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that I can commune with you, God, that I can hear from you, God. And if you give it to me, God, I'll give it to your people in the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, sweep through here now and do something new and fresh for us, Lord God. God, do what needs to be done to bring us closer to thee, Lord God. God, we don't want to play this church stuff anymore, God, but we truly want to be a witness for you, God. Change us, Lord God. Transform us, Lord Jesus Christ. It is in the name of Jesus that we do pray. Let the believers say amen. Let the believers say amen. Hallelujah, God. Oh. Our message is taking us back to the gospel according to John chapter 20. As we continue with the resurrection story, the Easter story, we're going back to chapter 20. Gospel according to St. John. Holy Spirit, have your way. And we're going to start with verse 24. So once you have found it, please stand. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20. Starting with verse 24. A familiar passage, but it is the Word of God. And each time we visit it, God can speak something new to us. the gospel according to St. John. Chapter 20, starting with verse 24. And it reads this way in the NIV Bible. Please stand if you're able. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen but yet believe." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. You may be seated, people of God. If you have one of those Bibles that have it, the red when Jesus spoke, we're going to deal this morning with what Jesus said. There is many words in the Bible, but God is saying, go back to what Jesus said. So God is saying to our church and to all of us this morning, because Jesus said this, stop doubting and believe. That's our message title this morning. People of God, stop doubting and believe. Stop doubting and believe. God knows each one of us, and God loves all of us. And he desires that we be whole, that we be healed, that we be delivered from the challenges of this world that we are experiencing, which are causing us, to be real, to live defeated lives. He wants us to be all that he's created us to be. So God is saying to our church, in order for you to live abundantly, in order for you to be a light for a dying world, in order for you to glorify your heavenly Father, you must stop doubting my word and you must believe it. God is saying, hallelujah, to our church, as I continue to grow you up spiritually, I want you to focus on the words of Jesus. In many of your Bibles, those words, yes, are in red. Amen. These words are coming from the Son of the Living God. They're coming to us, church, to break every chain. They're coming to us, church, to heal our broken heart. It's coming to us, church, to build us up. It's coming to us, church, to transform our lives. However, the people of God, abundant life, you must stop doubting this word and believe it. God is saying you talk a good game, but you're not living this word. You'll tell people that you love God and that you trust God, but you're not living like you believe this word. God is saying to our church, I've called you for a special purpose, but you must believe the words of Jesus. You must believe these words. You must live these words. We must be the difference. So much is going on in our world. People are dying, you all. But will we be part of the change? Really? Will we just talk about church? Talk about this word? Will you live this word out? Hallelujah. On April 16th, 2017, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. We celebrate it here. Hallelujah. Now today, the first Sunday of May, Communion Sunday, also referred to as the fourth Sunday of Easter, we will begin to look at the real meaning of this celebration. What does the resurrection really mean to you? It's something for you to ponder, because he got up. What does it mean to you, really? So John pens these words for us this morning. He walked with Jesus. He talked with Jesus. He loved the Lord, and he wanted the believer and the non-believer to know this. He said, Jesus told the world, stop doubting and believe. Come on, Holy Spirit. So our scripture opens this morning with verse 24, chapter 20. When the other disciples went to Thomas and said, we have seen the Lord. See, many of you said, we've heard this story, Pastor. Why are you talking to us about doubting Thomas? But God is saying to our church, open your spiritual ears and hear a new revelation for your life from God. The Bible says, whosoever have ears, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. So if you want to get right with God, don't block out your blessing by assuming you know what the pastor is going to say. The word tells us that Thomas did not believe the disciples. Have you ever told anybody something about God and they just didn't believe you? Thomas said, I need to see it for myself. Show me the nail marks. Show me the sign. You got to show me before I'll believe. Thomas demanded evidence. Many of us are like that. Mm-hmm. But let's just go on with the Bible. The Bible tells us that Jesus returned within a week after his first visit. Again, these disciples that loved the Lord were locked down behind closed doors. And Jesus just appeared and said, peace be with you. See, we don't know what they were doing when Jesus arrived. Maybe they were debating whether Jesus was really alive. Did Jesus really get up? See, they were probably debating some theological issue, because, see, people like to debate stuff. The Bible doesn't tell us what they were doing. It simply tells us that Jesus showed up and said, peace be with you. See, Jesus didn't go back and say, see, your disciples, you all abandoned me when I was on the cross. He didn't bring up their past. He didn't speak about, y'all were so fearful. I thought you said you'll be with me forever. I thought you said you would die with me. See, Jesus didn't bring up their past. He didn't even bring up the fact that they were locked down, scared to go out. Because, see, they didn't want to be crucified, you all. All Jesus did was showed up and said, peace be with you. He does the same thing for us. No matter what we're doing and how we're living, he just wants us to be whole and heal. And he's still saying to his people, peace be with you. Now, Jesus also knew about Thomas when he showed up. The evidence that Thomas was asking for was standing right in front of him. Jesus was in the room. That's what the Bible tells us. Not only can Thomas see Jesus is alive, now he can see the marks in his hand. He can see the wound in his side. But the gospel doesn't tell us whether Thomas went over to touch Jesus. It only tells us that he said, my Lord and my God. His confession was, I believe you, Jesus. Thus, doubting Thomas became a believer that Jesus really was resurrected. I can imagine Jesus just leaning over and saying, Brother Thomas, you believe because you have seen me. But blessed are those who will believe that have not seen. That's us, you all. We are blessed because we have not seen him, but we believe in him. Jesus was not hard on Thomas. Because some of us really doubt sometimes. Come on, you all. Every once in a while. But I just believe that doubt leads to questions. Question leads to answers. And answers leads to God's truth. Then doubt has done a good work, you all. Think about it. If you have some questions, if you search that word and you're led to the truth, then doubt has done a good work. Let the church say amen. Let the believer say amen. Because sometimes we have to search the scriptures. We have questions, but we search the scriptures. And if we're in line with God, he will reveal the answer. In that case, it's okay. So I just believe, even as believers, yeah, we go there sometimes. But it does bring to mind a story in Mark number 9, chapter 9, where a man brought his son to the disciples. And then he took him on to Jesus. He said, Jesus, if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. And Jesus looked at him. We have to get this thing right. If I can, everything is possible for him who believes. See, Jesus is telling, that's in red in your Bible. If you believe, see, it's your belief that will deliver you. Immediately the father said, I do believe, Jesus, but help me get over my unbelief. See, that sounds like a conflict to me, but I just believe some of us have been there. God, I love you. God, I believe you. But God, I got a little unbelief going on right about now. God, when I doubt you, help me get over this thing. God, help me lean not to my own understanding. God, help me trust in you. Sometimes we have to go there, you all. The Bible tells us, yes, he healed that boy. But we have to always remember We have to get this down in our spirit, in our soul, and believe this, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think, according to the power that works in us, that Holy Ghost power. Do you have it this morning? See, God is still working miracles, but you gotta believe it. You have to stop doubting, people of God. God is saying to someone this morning, I don't know who you are. I want you to just stop doubting me. Believe my word. Your doubt will hinder your prayers, he said. He said, doubt, hallelujah, God. Doubt can cause fear. Fear can cause worry. And worry can lead to all kind of negative issues, health issues, behavior problems. Come on, people of God, stop doubting and believe my word. Some people have high blood pressure because they're worrying and doubting that God is able. Come on, somebody. Like those disciples locked down behind the doors. Sometimes we get so consumed with doubt, fear, and worry that we just lock down and God can't get to us. God is saying, stop it. Stop that worrying and go to my word and believe it. I don't know who this is for. God has said, you've asked me for something. God said, I've heard your prayer and I will answer. But I want you to move in faith and believe it, that I will answer. He said, go to my word. My word says this. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Come on, somebody. It will not return to me void. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things that I send. Someone needs to hear that. Stop doubting God. You've heard it before, but it's time for the church to live in faith. Our theme this year is living by faith. It's time for us to start trusting this word, really. God has said, if I said it in my word, that settles it. And he's saying, wait on me. Trust me. He said, be of good cheer. He's saying to someone, don't you throw away your faith in me. It will richly be rewarded if you just trust me. See, we hear these words often from Sunday to Sunday. But it's not down in our Holy Ghost-filled souls yet, you all. Because you're still worrying. You're still doubting. You're still stressed out. But God is saying to Abundant Life, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Even the children are doubting sometimes. Can I exceed on this test? Will I be able to go on to the next grade? God is saying to the children, I am with you. Trust me in all that you do. Trust me, babies. Trust the Lord with all that you do. Trust him. And God won't always give us a sign like we want. But Colin, have you ever been there? God, did you say that? God, do you really think I can do that? Come on, you all. God, just give me a little sign. God, I won't ask you again just this time. Just a little. It doesn't have to be a big sign. Just give me a little sign that it's you calling me and asking me to do this. I know somebody knows who I'm talking about. But you see, because we are human, we're made out of flesh and blood. And we talked about flesh yesterday in the ministers and deacon meeting. That flesh. Come on, God. Do you really want me to do that? God, should I go there? You want me to help that person?
Come on. Tell the truth.
God, that can't be you. Doubt. Doubt. Come on. Let's be real. See, I'll tell you my story. I got a lot of them. God and I do a lot of talking. Because God be asking me to do stuff, you all like, what? God, do you really want me to leave my church home? Y'all know my story. Been there 18 years, God. The people love me here. I've sown so much into that ministry. God, I have a title. People know my name. You want me to do what? You say start a new church. God, you're going to have to show me a sign. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, he took me through some ups and downs. And then I said, God, yes. Completely yes. I'm quick to get back with God. I'm quick to get to God. I'm going to trust you. God, I'm going to not lean to my own understanding. God, if it's you, if you said it, I'm going to do it. Is anybody with me this morning? Come on, y'all. You have to get to that place. You may not know what the future holds, but you know he holds your future. So you're just going to walk on with God. He will not give you anything that he won't equip you to handle. The Bible tells us that we are blessed because we haven't seen, but we believe. So we are a bunch of blessed people up in here. Come on, you all. To understand the life and mission of Jesus fully, we need to get in this word, you all. Because when I hear people crying and weeping, I said, God, just help them get in your word. God, help them to get more word in them than world. God, help them even to start reading the red parts of the Bible. See, the red parts is what Jesus said. There's a lot of words here, but focus on what Jesus said. Read those words in red. The Bible says, now faith. And that's what we're talking about. It's the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. But God is saying, you must have faith in me. Stop putting your faith in all kinds of other stuff and people and have faith in me. See, I know y'all have heard this before, but God said, walk them through it again. Until they get it right, keep telling them to stop doubting and believe. Come on, people of God. You've heard it before, but are you living it really? God has great work for us, but we got to get in this word and get it right. We have to be worthy of our assignment, people of God. Many people struggle with this issue. They go, to believe or not to believe. Come on, you all know that. To believe or not to believe. But we must just focus on what this gospel tells us. Read it in its entirety. Focus for the next month on the gospel according to John and focus on the parts that is in red. You'll get your marching orders. You'll get your instructions. You'll get your deliverance. You'll get your healing, people of God, if you do what it says and act in obedience. And God is saying we must stop doubting. And I'm going to say that so many times, you're going to go home and be saying, I got to stop doubting. Maybe a song. I gotta stop doubting. 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 Hallelujah, Lord God. I am going to believe this word. I am going to believe this word. I am going to believe this word. You got to get it deep down in your soul and walk in the power and the anointing that God has given you. I'm going to ask Minister Jeff to give us a beat for that. I'm going to stop doubting. I'm going to stop doubting. We're going to have that next Sunday. I'm going to stop doubting. Come on, people of God. Come on, people of God. Come on, children. People of God. Amen. That's going to be in your dream tonight. Come on, people of God. But that's the word for our church. Hallelujah. Whatever your assignment is, children, in the school, don't doubt God. Don't you doubt God. Don't you doubt God. So as believers, let me ask you this. Do you believe that God is sovereign? Do you believe that God is great? Do you believe that God is faithful? Do you believe that God is your sustainer? Do you believe that he's your provider? Come on, well, live like it. Live like it. Stop your pity party. Stop your whining. Know and believe that God has it all in control. Walk in your power. That's what I'm talking about, Sister Zanitra. Tell somebody, I'm going to stop doubting. Amen. We're going to wind it up then. Amen. Amen. That's right, baby. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Jesus had done it all, you all, when he got up. On that third day, he's done it all. It's up to us to receive it and walk in it. God has work for us to do, but we can't be doubters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God offers so much to us. Love, peace, joy, comfort, forgiveness of our wretched sins. He offers us eternal life, but you have to stop doubting. Come on, Holy Spirit. I'm just going to wind it up now. Because I think the people of God has it, God. I believe they have it, God. I believe they've heard you, God. I believe, God, they've heard you. So that's why I commit to live my life this way. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, because you'll never understand this stuff. You'll never understand what people do. You'll never understand all your trials and your tribulations. But you must trust God that he can handle it. God is saying to someone, stop searching all over the place. To solve your problems and your disappointment and your pain, your grief, stop depending on drugs and alcohol, toxic relationships, and sex. That is not the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Church, he died, and he rose again with all power in his hand so that you can be whole. But you must believe it. And stop doubting. Hallelujah, God. I think they understand, God. So stand all over this sanctuary. If you believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. Give him some praise.